What does back to school look like when kids aren't physically back at school? Education reporter Aubrey Yuhas took a look at how New Orleans students are starting the year remotely.
Outside of Landry Walker High School in Algiers, a line of cars starts to form in the parking lot. It looks like a typical back-to-school scene, but these parents aren't here to drop off their kids. Instead, they're here to pick up essential school supplies, laptops and hotspots. That's because Landry Walker, like all New Orleans public schools, is starting the year virtually. Assistant Principal Joshua Washington says he's been pleased with the turnout. It's early August, the final day of device pickup, and so far, 680 students have picked up their devices. But Landry Walker has more than 800 students. Washington tells me staff members will personally deliver the rest.
It's a lot of work, and we all cross New Orleans. So we have people on the West Bank, East Bank, uptown, downtown. But our goal is to make sure that our kids get everything that they need. As LJ Charter says, students first.
Last spring, schools across the country were thrown into remote learning. One day they were in person, and the next day they were remote. While schools scrambled to get their classes online, many students struggled to complete their coursework, often because they didn't have access to a computer or the internet. This time around, things are different, though. Schools have had months to prepare. That's why the state is requiring that schools take attendance every day and complete the minimum number of instructional minutes. Both of these requirements were waived in the spring. New Orleans Public Schools has promised that all students will have a school-provided device and access to the internet before the start of classes. More than 80% of the district's 45,000 students are considered economically disadvantaged. In order to meet their needs, the district and individual schools have purchased thousands of Chromebooks and hotspots. Many New Orleans schools started classes the first week in August, but some have needed more time to prepare. By the end of this week, the district says all schools will be back in session. Grace Rose has five children that attend Morris Jeff Community School. Her oldest is a senior, and her youngest is in the first grade. Her kids have been back at school for 2 weeks. In the spring, four out of her five kids learned what educators call asynchronously. They didn't have any live classes and instead completed assignments on their own time. Rose says this fall has been really different.
It's all scheduled out, which is great, but especially the little ones like need someone to tell them, hey, did you log on to your next class? You know, and to run interference when they accidentally close their Chromebook or, you know, other situations.
Instead, there's a lot of synchronous learning, real-time live classes that her children often need her help to attend. Rose is a single parent, and she's been working full-time from her home since the pandemic began. She says she spent much of the first week of school running from room to room in her house, making sure her kids were following their schedules. Despite the extra effort, she says she's pleased with how virtual learning is going so far.
I've sat in on some of their classes. I've been in the same room while one of the kids will be watching a class, whether it's live or recorded, and I feel like I'm in that first grade class.
But not everyone is a fan of having more live classes.
Honestly, it was rough at the start, but I'm happy that I have the friends that I have to try to find a new normal in all of this.
That's Taylor Pittman. She's a senior at McDonough 35 High School. For Pittman, getting ready for school means logging onto a video platform from her bedroom. She sits in live classes from 8:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. and spends the rest of the day completing independent assignments or working in small groups.
You can't leave out of the call. Your camera has to be on. You have to wear a uniform. So it's like I'm sitting as if I was in a classroom, but I'm not in a classroom.
Pittman isn't a fan of synchronous learning. She prefers pre-recorded lessons and other assignments that she can complete on her own time. She says that's what her classes were like last spring.
It made me feel like, you know, I was taking a college course to where, you know, I was free to do what I wanted to do, and I made sure all my work was done.
Erica Otero, a biology and physics teacher at Benjamin Franklin High School, says her school has given their students the flexibility Pittman is looking for. They're relying on a combination of real-time and pre-recorded lessons. Otero's students have live classes 3 days a week and work independently on Wednesdays and Fridays. But just because her school has struck a more balanced approach doesn't mean they aren't encountering their own problems. Ben Franklin started classes on August 12th. Otero says her first 2 days went pretty smoothly, and student attendance was high. She was feeling pretty optimistic. But then Friday came. A thunderstorm knocked out Otero's internet in the middle of a live lesson.
It just really makes you realize, like, if the connection isn't good, it can be really frustrating to try to learn and to try to teach.
She says she typically has strong Wi-Fi, but she knows that her students aren't as lucky.
Like, I have this one kid who I can tell he's, like, eager to chime in, but any time he speaks, his audio just totally breaks out.
Many charter leaders have spoken publicly, claiming that their academic expectations are just as high for the coming year as they would be in a typical school year. Otero sees this as ignoring reality. She says Ben Franklin's faculty members are trying to be reasonable about the expectations they set for themselves and for students. They've streamlined their curriculum for the year and plan to cover about a quarter of their regular material. In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Uhas.